As we've all seen over the last week, what is happening in our country and in our state and in our hometown of LA has been absolutely devastating. And I wasn't sure what I could say to you. I wanted to say the right thing, and I was really nervous that I wouldn't, or that it would get picked apart. And I realized the only wrong thing to say is to say nothing, because George Floyd's life mattered, and Breonna Taylor's life mattered, and Philando Castile's life mattered, and Tamir Rice's life mattered. And so did so many other people whose names we know and whose names we do not know. Stephon Clark, his life mattered. And I was thinking about this moment when I was a sophomore in high school. I was 15, and as you know, sophomore year is the year that we do volunteer work, which is a prerequisite for graduating. And I remember my teacher at the time, one of my teachers, Miss Palia, said to me before I was leaving for a day of volunteering, "Always remember to put others' needs above your own fears." And that has stuck with me through my entire life, and I have thought about it more in the last week than ever before. So the first thing I want to say to you is that I'm sorry. I am so sorry that you have to grow up in a world where this is still present. I know that this is not the graduation that you envisioned, and this is not the celebration that you imagined. But I also know that there's a way for us to reframe this for you and to not see this as the end of something, but instead to see this as the beginning of you harnessing all of the work, all the values, all the skills that you have embodied over the last 4 years, and now you channel that. Now all of that work gets activated. Now you get to be part of rebuilding. And I know sometimes people say, how many times do we need to rebuild? Well, you know what? We are going to rebuild and rebuild and rebuild until it is rebuilt.